He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to today's Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. 21 years behind the microphone, 21 years as a professional money manager, managing portfolios for folks all across America. You know, that's right from the start. I was headquartered in San Diego, but I had my radio show was heard in several cities across America. And it's just grown during that time. We're heard in even more cities than ever now. And now I'm based in Charleston, South Carolina, a long ways from San Diego, but enjoying it here. We got some pretty good fishing going on right now in this area. When I get some spare time, and you know, I do liken myself to a fishing guide. I don't have the luxury of being on the water every day like those guys do. So I try to learn from them, and when I do get some time off to go out and venture out into the ocean or the rivers here, I try to get intel from the guys that are on the water every single day. Well, I'm a guy that is on the water every single day in the market for the last 21 years, up to my eyeballs. Whether, you know, it's hurricane conditions, whether it's flat, calm, and beautiful, whether the market's hitting new highs, going sideways, in a bear market, I've been here every single day. I can't remember the last day that I missed a day of work. So I hope that today I have some useful information for you on the current state of the market, what I see. I do believe in a little bit of market timing. You know, when we start to go in a recession again, that's not a good time to be in stocks. So we'll take the temperature of the market right now and what I see. So welcome to today's Best Stocks Now show. So welcome to today's Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. I run a virtual registered investment advisory firm. I have right from the start, although in my early days when I only had my radio show in my hometown of San Diego, I used to meet with people, and they came into my office, etc. And then I started to expand my radio show outside of San Diego, and I started to venture into, Atlanta and Seattle and Dallas, and slowly I added Minnesota, Minneapolis, and Sarasota, and several other stations along the way I added to my lineup. And I have been involved with my virtual office now for quite some time. I feel like I was a pioneer in this. Of course, during the COVID years, it really paid off. We already had a virtual office. People can come in and talk to us if they want to, but we communicate via email, via Zoom meetings, via telephone, whatever it is. I just think that's an easier way to do business these days. Now, there are those that would say, well, I like to sit eye to eye across the table and see who I'm doing business with. Well, that's fine. We can sit across the table and meet eye to eye on a Zoom connection. Furthermore, I send out a 20 or a 90-page newsletter every week, which forces me down all the tributaries of the market. All the tributaries of the market, which are out there. We'll go through many of those tributaries today. So you always know where I stand on the market. I do my radio show every single day around the country. It's a one-hour show. I do it live from my home office in near Charleston, South Carolina. And those shows are uploaded every day to my website, GundersonCapital.com. And you can also listen to those shows. It's my daily take of my I guess it's my fishing report, okay? Today's fishing was not very good, you know? The Dow was down 300, the NASDAQ was down 100, and this and that. But I'm going to give you the general temperature of the market, what I've been observing here. And I think I would not trade the 21 years of actually being in the market, being a money manager, being an analyst at one time, writing up individual companies. I wouldn't trade that for anything. And, you know, my heart goes out to anybody just getting into this industry or people that are just starting their individual investing careers. There's a lot to be learned, and there's a lot that I have learned, and I'm sure there's still a lot that I will learn in coming weeks, days, months, and even years. I love this industry. I love this business, and Warren Buffett just turned 91, still managing money, and that's my hope here for my firm and the people that help support me in this firm. Okay, well, let's begin with the current state of the market. It's pretty good, okay? We can't complain. It's been going up since 2009, 12 years, okay? We have had 12 years of growing an expanding economy, except for that 1 year of COVID. We've had 12 years of expanding earnings for the S&P 500, and we've had 12 years of new highs for the market. My question to you is, you know, since 2009, the S&P 500 has gone from about 660 to 4,500. The Dow has gone from about 6,500 to 35,000. My question is, have you participated in it? Or have you been swayed by fear or, you know, maybe your political opinion or whatever? You know, I've heard every reason why people haven't been in the market during this run of 12 years, which is one of the greatest runs I've witnessed, obviously, in my career in the market. And what has driven this this 12-year bull market? Well, earnings. I just said it a little bit ago. Earnings of the S&P 500 have been expanding every single year for the last 12 years except for the COVID year. And we saw this past week, we saw a new all-time high in the NASDAQ. It's now above 15,000 for the first time. We saw the Dow struggle a little bit, but it's still hovering right around 35,000. It's just 600 points below its all-time high. It's currently in the midst of about a 2% correction. And the S&P 500 hit a new all-time high this past week. Are you participating? Are you in the right areas of the market? We'll talk a little bit about that today. And, of course, we continue to have very low interest rates, 1.30 on the 10-year right now, which is creating opportunity. It's expanding the multiple. We have a very high multiple in the market. We're going to go through the risk that are always in the market, but the current risk, the main risk of the market today. And I want to talk about the current trend of the market, what's working, what's not working. Are you in all the right places at the right time, or are you in all the wrong places at the wrong time? Well, you know, only you can be the judge of that. I'm just going to tell you where the action in the market is, where I see it continuing. I'm going to go through my macro outlook of the market, of what I see over the next couple of years. You can follow me. I'm on StockTwits every day and Twitter. I'm at Bill Gunderson. I've been a writer for the last, 10 years or so for different publications, thestreet.com. I wrote numerous articles for thestreet.com, for townhall.com. Today I write exclusively for Seeking Alpha. And you can go back to March of last year and look at what I was saying at that time at the bottom of COVID. I said, it's time to go all in. A new bull market is being born. Why did I say that? Because the market looks ahead 1 to 2 years, even 3 years. The individual investor is more concerned with yesterday, today, tomorrow, next week, etc. But the professionals in the market are looking ahead 1, 2, 3 years. And what does the market see right now, looking out on the future? Well, we'll go through that also. The main risk in the market right now? Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute. Let's talk about the good stuff here. Again, we've seen new highs on the S&P 500. We're currently right around 4,500. I would say that the consensus target price for the S&P 500 over the next 12 months is 5,000. Now, how is that number arrived at? Do we just stick our finger in the air and say, yeah, I think 5,000? No, it's based on numbers. It's based on earnings. What's the most important factor in the stock market and in individual stocks? Earnings, earnings, earnings. So we'll be talking about where those earnings are at right now, where the superior earnings are. Maybe we'll mention a few individual stocks along the way. We got a whole lot of fun coming up here on today's Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back. Twin soldiers and Nixon coming. We'll finally... And welcome back to today's Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital. Well, you know, I'm going to go through a lot of stuff here during the next 30 minutes or so that I have with you, but it's all encapsulated. I put out a newsletter every single Friday. I write it. It goes out Saturday morning. It goes out to my clients across the nation. It's my take on the current market. It's my own internal research that I do every week so that I know where, you know, all these different tributaries that run into the market and our economy are at any given point in time. And it goes out to my subscribers. I have a lot of people that subscribe to my live trading service. In addition to being a fee-based money manager where I manage portfolios for you, I also have a lot of dyed-in-the-wool, do-it-yourselfers, and they follow me. They get my newsletter, and they follow along with my live action trades during the week, my commentary on the market throughout the day, etc. But I offer out my client-only newsletter and subscriber-only newsletter, I offer out 2 free weeks to anybody who would like to take a gander at it. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com, and sign up for 2 free weeks of my newsletter. There's absolutely no obligation. You know, hopefully you learn something from it. Hopefully it's useful to you. And then I continue sending you a scaled-down version of my weekly newsletter, unless you cry uncle. Okay, so a lot of information. Like I say, I'm a guy that's in the market every single day. I begin my day about 3 hours before the market opens, and I end it about 1 hour after the market closes. And I look at a lot of different things during the course of the day. Okay, let's go back now to the macro outlook of the market. The market's been going up now for 12 years. It hit a new all-time high this past week. And during that time, like I said, the Dow, 6,500 to 35,000. Well, that begs the question, and I get it all the time. Bill, is it too late to get in? Well, I heard that in 2010. I heard that in 2011. I heard that in 2012. All along the way, 12 years, the market going up almost five to sixfold, I've heard that question. Is it too late to get in? Or, conversely, I'm waiting for a pullback. Well, I can just tell you that what has driven the market, it's pretty simple. It's earnings, okay? You take those 500 companies that make up the S&P 500, and you take their aggregate earnings year by year, you can see the graph in my newsletter of those earnings rising every year for the last 12 years, except for the COVID year, okay? That's called an extraordinary event in the financial world. Now, obviously, if earnings drive the markets and the indexes higher, What about earnings expectations for next year and the year after that? Where do they currently stand? Where do I currently stand? I have found over time that that is the very best predictor of the future of the market. Well, I update my macro outlook every single weekend. I put my neck on the line about where I think the market is headed, based on expectations. And, you know, as if expectations go higher, the market goes higher. If expectations go lower, the market goes lower. When's the last time that earnings started to top out and started to turn the corner and start heading down into an earnings recession? 2007. That's right. That was the warning shot across the bow. And then, of course, we had a three-year, two-and-a-half-year bear market that took 53% out of the S&P 500. Well, I don't like to own stocks during an earnings recession or a recession in the U.S. economy. Very few stocks do well under those circumstances. So I am one of the people that does believe in some market timing. I'm also a survivor, a witness to the 2000 bear market, which took 79% out of the NASDAQ. That was because the valuations got totally, extremely out of control on the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ hit 5,000 in March of 2000. It went down 79% from there and took almost a decade to get back to 5,000. And, of course, now it's at 15,000. So we always have to be worried about valuations. And that's part of my macro outlook in my newsletter every single week, which goes out to my clients and to my subscribers. I offer out 2 free weeks at Gunderson. That's with S-O-N, GundersonCapital.com. That's where it all begins, the macro outlook, okay? That's what determines whether I'm going to be bullish or bearish. And I can just tell you, I have my own macro outlook, but I can tell you what the consensus macro outlook on the market is right now. The consensus target price for the S&P 500 over the next 12 months is about 5,100, and we're at 4,500 right now. Now, I'm not in there. I'm not, you know, I have my own, but I also look at the consensus. Okay, now what are the risks? There's always risk in the market. Valuation risk comes to my mind first. We're trading at about 22 times forward earnings right now, when the long-term average has been more in the 16 to 18 area. But we can thank the Fed with their low interest rates for allowing that multiple to expand over the last couple of years. But obviously, interest rates are one of the risks that we have to that current valuation. If interest rates were to start to rise again, it doesn't take the Fed to raise interest rates. The market could take interest rates higher, like it did back in February and March of this year. And you saw what it did to the very high PE stocks. They're the ones that would be the most vulnerable if interest rates were to start to rise again. But as of now, we're at 1.3% on the 10-year. The Delta variant is definitely a risk to the market. Will it get worse? Will we get it under control? Will it continue to impact the economy? Inflation is definitely a risk. You know, we got some pretty hot inflation reports. The PPI on Friday came in at 6.7%. That's the producer price index. And we continue to hear from companies like Nestle's. They think that inflation is going to be around for a few years. So it may not be as transitory as we're being told. So we got to watch inflation. We got to worry about slowing growth. Eventually, this expansion in the economy will start to peak, start to top out, and start to look downwards. That hasn't happened yet. And there's some talk of stagflation out there. That would be slowing growth along with inflation. But what I watch more than anything, earnings, earnings, earnings. And I want to talk about that, where we're at with earnings when we come back. In the meantime, go to my website, GundersonCapital.com. Sign up for 2 free weeks of my client newsletter. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. Welcome back here to the second half of today's The Best Stocks Now show. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Bill Gunderson, professional money manager for the last 21 years in the business. I manage portfolios on a fee-based basis for folks all across America. And I also provide some tools for individual investors that like to manage their own money. I have my weekly newsletter, which you can take a peek at for two weeks on me. You go to GundersonCapital.com. I have my own ranking system, proprietary ranking system, of about 6,000 different mutual fund stocks and ETFs. It's called the BestStocksNowApp.com, BestStocksNowApp.com. I use it exclusively for putting my different portfolios together, my rankings on stocks and mutual funds and ETFs. It's based on relative strength. It's based on performance. And in the case of stocks, it's also based on valuation and safety. And at the end of the day, that thing is updated every single day and delivers to me the current rankings in the market. It's a beautiful thing. I'm able to eliminate about 90% of the various assets out there that are available. And just focus on the top 10% or so. So that's a very useful tool, BestStocksNowApp.com. And, of course, I have my daily radio show, and I upload them to my website every day at GundersonCapital.com. Okay, you've heard it said the trend is your friend. Well, it's true. I mean, the trend of the market continues to be very good. The trend of the economy continues to be very good. The trend of S&P 500 earnings continues to be very good. It will come to an end at some point. That's why I'm in the market every day looking at things, for around 10 hours a day. And that's why I do this newsletter every Friday. So I know exactly where all these different trends are, because they all impact the market in one way or another. The trend of inflation, the trend of interest rates, the trend of GDP, but the most important trend of all is earnings, earnings, earnings. And not only that, but earnings expectations. So the first place you look when you go to my newsletter is my macro outlook, my weekly macro outlook. I am a market timer. I've been a bull for 12 plus years now, but at some point in time, I'll say it's time to pull back on stocks, whether it's your 401k, your IRA, your Roth, your college, whatever the case may be. I do not believe in buy and hold, especially for a retiree in their 70s, if all of a sudden we're moving into a recession and earnings expectations are starting to be guided lower. Okay, so macro outlook, that's where it starts. Now, from there, we break out into the asset classes, okay? You've heard of asset allocation. And there's one theory and methodology that's pretty dominant in my industry, and that's an asset allocation based on your age. If you're 70 years old, it says you should have 70% of your assets in the bond market and 30% of your assets in the stock market. And as you get older, you increase your exposure to the bond market and exposure and lessen your exposure to the stock market. Well, that's all fine and dandy, but what about world conditions? Where does that come into play? Should an asset allocation be based on your age only? I don't think so. What happens if interest rates, what if inflation heats up and we get into a environment that we have, back in the 70s, with double-digit inflation and rising interest rates, that would absolutely clobber your bond funds. Well, I'm 70 years old. I should maintain 70% of my assets in bonds. Not in a severe rising interest rate environment. I don't believe in that. And likewise, I don't believe in if you're 60, maintaining a 40% holdings in the stock market come hell or high water. There's going to be some high water out there at some point in the future. And I'm not a big fan of this passive asset management model that is pretty much dominates my business these days, my industry. I believe in some active management and watching what's going on in the world and then in the interest rate environment and what the Fed is doing. That's all very important in, you know, determining your asset allocation. Well, I can just tell you that this continues to be a market that favors stocks. It favors U.S. stocks. You've seen what's happened to the Chinese stocks, which are a big part of the emerging markets. Personally, I wouldn't have any exposure to China or the emerging markets because China makes up a big part of the emerging markets. This continues to be a market that favors large cap, mega cap, dominant companies, all right? Growth companies of today. The Netflixes of the world, the Nvidias, the Facebook, the Apples, the Microsofts, the Googles, whether you like Google or not. These are dominant companies with reliable earnings that continue to go higher, and those mega caps are really continuing to dominate the market. Well, that may come into play if you have a 401k at work. You have a lot of choices in your 401k. You have emerging markets more than likely. You have bond funds. You have small cap stocks. You have mid cap stocks. You have large cap stocks. You have growth stocks. You have value mutual funds. Well, this continues to be an environment that favors growth over value. And where do you find most of that growth? Well, in some of those aforementioned names that I just told you, you know, some of the dominant stocks of today. That continues to be the large caps and mega caps continue to dominate the market. Small and mid-cap stocks have been badly lagging the markets. They did well last year. Every year is different. This year is a year that favors large cap quality stocks. And that's, you know, that's why you're seeing new all-time highs in the S&P 500 and in the NASDAQ. What about digital currencies, Gunderson? What do you think about those? Well, I say this. You do what you want to with the Bitcoins and the Dogecoins and the Ethereums of the world. I can't, with a clear conscience, put my clients' money into digital currencies. You do it on the side, whatever you want to do. I've heard success stories. I've heard horror stories. I just don't believe that as a professional money manager with fiduciary responsibility, I can't put people into digital currencies. I think government is a big risk to digital currencies. I think government eventually is going to have their own digital currency at some time. China has already gone in that direction. Other countries are going in that direction. And they're going to make it tough. They're going to heavily regulate the private digital currency. What about precious metals, Bill? Every other commercial on TV, it says I should have gold or silver. Well, I can just tell you that gold has been in that 1800 area for a long, long time. Well, what about the spending in America? Yes, it is out of control. At some point, you would think that would hurt our U.S. dollar, but it hasn't happened yet. You kind of have to wait for it to start to happen rather than predicting that it will happen. I've made a lot of mistakes over the years in trying to get ahead of the market with my predictions. Well, you know what? Wait until there's a little evidence that the dollar is starting to go down and that gold is starting to break out. Right now, I could just tell you that the precious metals are not very much in favor at all. Like I say, they hang around that 1800 area. The bond market continues to be favorable. You've got the 10-year at 1.3. I run a bond portfolio. My way of hedging against interest rate risk is by holding these bonds to maturity. I'm in about the 7-year range with bonds from what I consider to be best stocks now, like Netflix and Broadcom, etc. And my plan is to hold those bonds to maturity. That way, yes, they fluctuate up and down with interest rates, but holding them to maturity, I'm going to get my principal back as long as the company's still there, as long as Netflix is still there 7 years down the road. I get my principal back, and I'm not impacted unless I've got to sell, you know, sometime before those bonds come to maturity. Now, risk, the risk factor. Well, you know, that's where we come in as planners. I have a certified financial planner on staff. He has a long discussion with you. We talk about your risk tolerance, where you're at now with your savings, where you want to be, what your current situation is. And when we come back, I just want to talk about the various portfolios that I've come up with to try to get you, you know, allocated correctly. And it's very much the same as the portfolios that are offered to you in your 401k. More on that when we come back. Sign up 2 free weeks of the newsletter, GundersonCapital.com. We'll be right back.
You gotta go where you wanna go.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now show with Bill Gunderson, professional money manager for the last 20 years, president of Gunderson Capital Management, author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter. Offer you 2 free weeks of that to take a gander at GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com. Not only do I put my macro outlook in the newsletter every week, but the portfolios that I manage, including the current stocks that I own within those portfolios. Okay, we begin with the most, the least volatile, the most conservative portfolio would be my individual bond portfolio. It owns currently about 10 individual bonds. The plan is to hold those bonds to maturity. The duration's about 7 years or so, and those bonds that I buy have to come from my Best Stocks Now list of superior companies in today's world. And, you know, there's a chance for capital appreciation on those bonds if they were to get a credit revision upwards. If interest rates were to drop. So, you know, you get the coupon along the way. The principal is there when you're done, as long as the company's still there. And there is a chance for capital appreciation. There's also a chance for capital depreciation. But for the most part, it's a very, very stable. It moves very little from week to week. I call it kind of the, you know, one step up above a CDs and money markets where you're losing out to inflation. Okay, the next step up from there, I have a dividend and growth portfolio. I consider myself to be like a baseball general manager. My portfolios generally have, the stock portfolios generally have about 25 stocks in them. About like a baseball roster. And don't you think I'm looking to put the best 25 that I could possibly find in each of these portfolios? Well, I'm looking for quality. I'm looking for companies that are stocks of today, not yesteryear. I'm looking for companies that are still growing, that have good management, continue to grow their earnings and dominate their industry, etc. And I construct the dividend and growth portfolio, which is the next step up on the ladder. These are companies that are still growing. That's a requirement of mine. And pay a dividend. Now, a lot of people look at the dividend only and they say, well, gee, AT&T's got a huge dividend. BP has a huge dividend, ExxonMobil, Verizon, Philip Morris, and the list goes on and on. But the problem with those stocks, they're not growing their earnings anymore. I want total return. I want the dividend return, and I want capital appreciation if possible. So that really narrows it down. And, you know, I currently have about 20, 21 stocks in my dividend and growth portfolio. That's in my newsletter every week, along with how it's done over time. You got to look at the whole thing. You know, I'm not going to cherry pick 1 year or one stock. You can look at that portfolio and the current makeup of it. Now we're going to go up another step. Large cap growth. This is the sweet spot in the market, and it has been for the last few years. Here I'm looking for the best roster. I'm looking to put the best players on the field that I possibly can. Large cap There's so many great large and mega cap stocks. There's even stocks that are now over $1 trillion in market capitalization. In fact, Apple is now $2.5 trillion in market capitalization. What are we looking to do with the premier growth portfolio? Put the best stocks on the field that we possibly can at any given point in time. Manage them meticulously. I cut my losses short in this portfolio. I don't let stocks go down 40 or 50% unless it happens overnight. There's nothing we can do about that. But for the most part, it's like a garden. I tend that thing every day. From time to time, I've got to pull one out and plant a new one. It's meticulously managed on a daily basis. Then we go to the next level, ultra growth stocks. Right now, a lot of these cybersecurity stocks, there's some semiconductor chip makers in there, some software companies. We're looking for fast growth companies that are, you know, down in the small and mid-cap area. I call that the ultra growth portfolio. It's aggressive. And then the very last one, the one that probably has a little bit of habanero sauce in it, not really, but it's the emerging growth portfolio. Companies that are emerging on the scene with new products, and I own about 25 there. Now, it's our job to assess where you currently are. You know, we've got clients from the age of 20 all the way up to 90 years old and everything in between, with there a cluster of people right around the 60, 65 range, I would say. And we assess what your risk tolerance is, you know, how much you have overall, how your income situation and all this and that, and devising what we think would be a proper, using our fiduciary responsibilities, a proper allocation for you. You can see these portfolios every single day. We use Ameritrade as our custodian. You can get my newsletter every single week as a client. We're in constant contact. I'm on the radio every day. And it's all you got to do is pick up the phone if you want to talk to somebody at my firm. We have a very friendly back office, very, very friendly and informative back office that will take good care of you. So two ways to take advantage of Gunderson and his team. One, have us interview us about managing portfolios and putting together an asset strategy for you. Number two, maybe you're a do-it-yourselfer. Well, I offer my app, my radio show, and my weekly newsletter, along with all the trades that I do during the course of the week. Anytime I make a change in one of those portfolios, you immediately get an alert. So, but the best place to start is GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com. Scan through the newsletter and see where we're at. Look at my macro outlook. Look at our current portfolios and our current outlook. And lastly, if you would like to set up an appointment with us, we have a virtual office. I have people working for me in Scottsdale, Arizona, where I have a lot of my back office. And I'm out here in South Carolina. My CFP is out here, Certified Financial Planner. And if you'd like to talk to us, you can reach us. We have a toll-free nationwide number at 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Well, that's my weekly wrap. This is Bill Gunderson, Professional Money Manager. Hope to talk to you soon. Get that newsletter, GundersonCapital.com. Have a great weekend. Have a great week, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.